This whirlpool story demonstrates a not so useful way that we can experience other people's energy. After this story, I'll explain how that happens in real life. So, you're walking along, minding your own business, and all of a sudden you see someone you love or someone you feel sorry for drowning in a deep and dangerous whirlpool. They're under the water, their mouth is under the water too often, and they are in real trouble. And you're a really strong swimmer, so without even thinking about it, you jump in and hold them up. And that's excellent. Now their head's out of the water and they can breathe again. But wait. Now you look up at the edge of the whirlpool and wonder, how the heck am I going to get out of here? Now, you can't hold both of you up forever. Sooner or later, you're going to run out of energy and you can't get out of the whirlpool. So when you run out of energy, you're both going to drown. So how might you do this differently? The more productive action is to set yourself on the edge of the whirlpool as solid as a fence post and throw a lifeline. And when they catch it, you're standing there really strong, ready to pull with them when they start to climb out. And if the person misses the lifeline, that's okay. You just throw it again and again and again if you have to. It doesn't matter how many times you throw a lifeline. You don't want to be jumping in after them, because the minute you jump into that whirlpool, you are no longer of any use to them, because as soon as your strength runs out, you both drown. So in real life, in day-to-day life, how do you jump into someone's whirlpool? You jump into someone's whirlpool when you say, "Oh, you poor thing, I would do anything to help you." Yes, that feeling. Yes, you. Well, nurturing, caring people have a tendency to do this. So in real life, what can you do instead? Well, when you get that feeling, I want you to remember these words and throw yourself back from the edge of the whirlpool. And this is what you can do instead. When people are in trouble, they don't see their choices. They have tunnel vision. Sometimes they're in so much trouble they can't even see where to take the next step. So we throw lifelines to them by showing them what choices they have. Maybe by suggesting different choices, maybe by helping them list the choices, maybe by being a sounding board while they explore the choices. Every choice that you put in front of them is another lifeline, and they choose whether to pick up that lifeline or not. It can be hard when someone you love keeps choosing not to pick up your lifeline, when they ignore the choices that you put in front of them. But you have to remember, you're not the only person in the world who can throw a lifeline. Maybe it's not your choice that's best for their journey in this moment. It's their job to climb out of the whirlpool. It's their life, it's their choice, and it's their happiness at stake as they climb out of that whirlpool. And in my work as a healer over the last 24 years, the joyfulness that you see people go through when they make those choices and they win, wow, you would never want to take that away from them. And maybe the best lifeline of all is simply to make conscious and deliberate good choices of our own and thus be a good example. Now, I want you to know that the physical effects of jumping into people's whirlpools is huge. You can actually kill yourself doing this stuff. One of my most memorable cases as a healer is a tiny chihuahua called Sammy. He had spent 4 years on his dying owner's lap, and according to the vet, he was within days of dying himself of a tumor on the adrenal glands. He was unable to walk, his little belly was swollen and almost touching the ground, his little tail was dragging on the ground. On that same day, after me bringing him out of that whirlpool, he walked out on his own with his little tail curled up over his back. And I have this beautiful photo in my healing room of Sammy, taken 10 weeks and quite a number of healing sessions later, getting the money for his session out of his mother's purse. It's a cute little trick that he did. And that was the same day the vet had just done another scan and couldn't find the tumor anymore. My point to this story is to emphasize that the physical effects of jumping into people's whirlpools can be dangerous. So seriously, folks, don't go there. Tomorrow, you're going to get the second part of this lesson, which is a quiet mind exercise designed to get you out of that whirlpool so that your mind, body, and spirit can heal and you can get back the energy that you're supposed to have so that you can really help others.